This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Harvest is winding down as USDA's November 14th crop progress report revealed the U.S. corn harvest is 84% complete. The 8 percentage point increase from last week's 76% complete is up from the previous year, representing a 3 percentage point increase from last year's 81% complete. The U.S. soybean harvest is at 88% complete, representing a 5 percentage point increase from last week. For the week ending November 12th, the U.S. soybean crop is down 5 percentage points from last year's rate, as well as the 5-year average of 93% complete for this time of year. According to USDA's November 13th report, 89% of the U.S. winter wheat crop has been planted, down 5 percentage points from the 5-year average. Many of the top wheat-producing states are seeing a slower planting pace with substantial differences throughout the Midwest and South. Kansas, the largest wheat-producing state, is currently down 8 percentage points from the 5-year average of 98% complete at this point in the year. To assist farms, ranches, and rural communities hurt by wildfires, floods, and other natural disasters, the California Farm Bureau Federation has established a Farm and Rural Disaster Fund. Created under the California Bountiful Foundation, a charitable foundation established by CFBF, the fund will collect monetary contributions to aid communities affected by natural disasters. Contributions to the fund may be made online via the CFBF website at www.cfbf.com or the California Bountiful website at www.californiabountiful.com, following the Farm and Rural Disaster Fund link. People who prefer to donate by postal mail may do so by sending a check payable to California Bountiful Foundation, to California Bountiful Foundation, Farm and Rural Disaster Fund, 2300 River Plaza Drive, Sacramento, California, 95833, attention Financial Services. A recent market intel update took a deep dive into the facts and figures behind AFBF's 33rd annual price survey of the classic Thanksgiving dinner. This survey revealed an average cost for the dinner for a family of 10 was $48.90, less than $5 per person and down less than 1% from the prior year. Since 2015, the average cost of Thanksgiving dinner has declined steadily and is now at the lowest level since 2010. When adjusting for inflation, the cost of Thanksgiving dinner this year was less than $2 per person and was the most affordable in more than a decade. Projections for the third lowest net farm income in the last decade, record nominal agricultural debt, rising debt-to-asset ratios and interest rates, and continued headwinds for agricultural commodity prices had many anticipating an increase in farm bankruptcies in 2018. However, that is not currently the case. Caseload statistics from the United States courts indicate that for the 2018 fiscal year, which ended September 30th, there were 468 Chapter 12 bankruptcy filings, down 8% or 40 filings from the prior year. Filings in fiscal year 2018 were down from prior year levels, but were approximately 25% higher than in 2014. Chapter 12 bankruptcies are designed for family farmers or family fishermen with regular annual income and provide a framework for financially distressed farmers to repay debt over a 3 to 5 year period. Importantly, Chapter 12 bankruptcies allow for seasonal payments to account for harvest and marketing schedules for farmers and ranchers. There's more to the American turkey than dark and white meat. Did you know that the bird cooked in your kitchen this past Thanksgiving is a descendant of the wild turkey? It was domesticated by the Aztecs nearly 1,000 years ago. Upon the arrival of European settlers, America had an estimated 10 million wild turkeys found roosting in trees with the ability to fly up to 55 miles per hour. Initially incorrectly identified as guinea fowl, a group of birds originating in the country Turkey, Europeans named the North American breed turkey fowl, later shortened to turkey. More than 40 outbreaks of African swine fever in China are prompting fears the disease may spread across the globe. This highly contagious viral disease affecting pigs posts a nearly 100% mortality rate in infected animals. Michael Nepbu, an AFBF economist, explained in a recent interview that the disease has reached large-scale pork farms in China. Until recently, the disease was popping up in smallholder or even backyard-style farms in China, but an outbreak was recently reported at a facility with more than 20,000 pigs. Nepbu said usually those larger operations are owned by larger companies and they tend to have much better biosecurity measures in place. This is very concerning because we don't know how far it could spread into larger facilities. The disease is spreading rapidly in the hog herd across China, and many believe officials are underreporting outbreak numbers. This is a good time for U.S. farmers to review their on-farm biosecurity plans with a veterinarian and take other steps to prepare to protect their farms should an outbreak occur here. To date, the U.S. pork industry, government officials, and producers have been vigilant in working to prevent the spread of the disease to U.S. hogs. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.